Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event. Are you ready?
Oh yeah! And now, coming to you from the .biz Radio Network on ProWrestling.biz and presented by Wrestling-News.net, it's Main Event Madness. Use the hashtag MENLive on Twitter to connect with us during the show. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's show, John Curry and Mike Holland.
This is Main Event Madness and Madness Awards edition of the broadcast. Missed a couple weeks due to vacations, some illnesses, etc. But we're back and we're ready to ring in the end of the year and celebrate the holidays with all of you guys. It is our pre-Christmas edition. With me tonight is not, unfortunately, is not Mike Holland. I'm looking to have Mike back soon. But is, however, the chief operating officer, if you will, of Wrestling-News.net, the one and only Wayne Daly.
And that's what's best for business.
Exactly. So, Wayne has decided to step in this week, and it's only fitting because the Madness Awards, and now if you guys are new to the show, or if you guys are listening, either way, you guys are probably like, we did them last year. What the hell are the Madness Awards? So Wayne writes for Wrestling-News.net. We're Main Event Madness. Put the two names together, and you get Madness. At least according to Wayne. He came up with the name. So, having said that, it is the Madness Awards edition. I want to take a shout-out and thank Shallows again for the theme song. Can you hear me? Available now. iTunes, Spotify. Wherever you get your music, definitely check them out. At Shallow Side Band on Facebook and Twitter. So, definitely show your love for them. And with that, Wayne, do you want to talk a little bit about the world of wrestling? Or do you want to dive right in to the Madness Awards and reveal the first winner? I want to give you a shout-out as well, show you a little bit of appreciation for helping us get these polls out there, and you guys decided the winners of these awards. I didn't mean to cut you off, Wayne. I do apologize for being rude doing that. But at John M. Radio and at WN_net, we had the polls. You guys decided the best of each of the 11 categories. Sorry, Wayne, go ahead.
As I said, I think we should go straight into the polls. And if you want to talk the Week in Wrestling, then we'll talk the Week in Wrestling.
Fair enough. So I'm going to go in the order of which we in which we did the polls. So we asked you, who is the female wrestler of the year? We gave you guys four choices: Toni Storm, Alexa Bliss, Rosemary, and Asuka. And borderline, I was actually close between this woman and Alexa Bliss. These two ran away with it. However, the winner of the Madness Award for Female Wrestler of the Year is the longest reigning NXT in history, and the only woman, only superstar, only wrestler to be undefeated for how many days is that now? How many win?
Definitely over. I think it was definitely over 500 days, anyway. Because I know she eclipsed Goldberg's streak, and I think she beat CM Punk's streak as well in terms of days.
But nonetheless, the woman who, if you believe the rumors, is on a collision course with Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, Asuka is the female wrestler of the year. I think that's pretty easy. A lot of people, I think a lot of people agree. So it was hard because Alexa Bliss has had a hell of a year, even though she hasn't exactly had the matches or the best. Well, I guess you can't say she hasn't had the best matches, but she hasn't had the best competition. You know, it's been the same four or five people over and over and over again.
Alexa has had a good stellar year, as has Toni Storm and Rosemary. But like, if you look at from like match to match, bell to bell, from NXT to main roster, you literally can't dispute that Asuka is not the female superstar of the year.
Absolutely, she destroyed Emma. Even Emma got a victory for her. Or no, she did. Was that a wasn't a pinfall victory? Was it?
I think it was pinfall and submission. That suddenly scratched the head straight away.
That's why I was like, wait a minute, because I thought Emma beat her, but I think it was by qualification. But nonetheless, the female wrestler of the year is Asuka. Diving away from that and into the next Madness Award is the Tag Team of the Year. And we asked you all who your pick was between the Motor City Machine Guns, the New Day, the Usos, and the Young Bucks.
Super pick!
And, well, they didn't win. Getting away with the poll is, and the winners of the Madness Tag Team of the Year, Usos, who have basically been the only other tag team on SmackDown until Rusev Day started, besides the New Day. The Usos ran away with the poll. 59%, the next highest was the New Day, 16%. The New Day hasn't really done much this year. I mean, they've been champions a couple times, but that's about it.
I was actually surprised the fans actually voted for the Usos over the Young Bucks, if I'm brutally honest. Because, yes, the Young Bucks are good and everything, all that. But the Usos literally transformed themselves from being face paint wearing, look at us, we do the dance kind of guys, to now, like, they actually have their own identity. rather than just like a company identity. Does that make sense to you?
Well, they went from being generic, hey, look at us, we're Samoan, to exactly what you said, their own identity. They are the Usos. They're not. They're looked at as, hey, look at these guys. They're the new Samoans that are in here. Or, hey, they're Rikishi's kids. And now the Usos are the Usos. They're their own entity.
Like a few years ago, it was just kind of like, it's only the Usos. Now it's kind of like, oh, I want to watch the Usos match.
Yep. And with that, and I mean, it's, I'm kind of excited to see. Do you think they might move the Usos to Raw if they do like another shakeup after WrestleMania?
I do think that's the next plan of action from, because like they've done an awful lot of
they,
like,
they have everybody on SmackDown.
As you said, like the only team they haven't really kind of like really gone toe to toe with in the good feud is the Rusev Day.
And speaking of tag teams, Wayne, the return of the year, we asked you, was it Shibata at New Japan Pro Wrestling G1? Was it Paige on Monday Night Raw? Was it Drew McIntyre NXT? Was it the Hardy Boys at WrestleMania 33? What is the return, Wayne?
The return of the year was the Hardy Boys.
So here we go. What on earth? Well, they're the hosts.
That doesn't mean you just get to show up whenever you want.
WrestleMania. They're also the longest reigning tag champs ever.
They're coming down here, aren't they?
Are they? I think they may be in this matchup.
No. What? You can't just put yourself in matches when you're the host.
Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, as your WrestleMania host, we must inform you that we have just received word. That this ladder match has now become a fatal four-way.
Which means that there is one more team involved in this match.
Now, I wonder who this fourth team could possibly be.
And that I agree with that. I think that easily was the return of the year. I think if they
do, you know, I only watched that. Last week.
Huh?
I actually only watched that last week, and it still gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not. I want to get more familiar with New Japan, so I'm not going to pretend like I'm that familiar with Shibata or with New Japan, because I'm not, and I won't lie to you.
That was only just an appearance from Shibata. It wasn't like a return. It was just the fact that like he got injured earlier in the year during a match, had a hematoma on his head, and when he returned, like everyone thought, oh,
I was
going to
say, was he the one that almost got killed in the match?
Yeah, that's actually, that was him when he's bleeding from the front of his head.
Drew McIntyre's injury kind of derailed his return, I feel. And if Paige was back earlier and they'd done more of substance with her and her faction. What are they? The Resolution? Is that what they are?
Absolution and the other ones.
Absolution. But I think, yeah, and it just sucks. Like, injuries and lack of booking has derailed all three of the WWE returns, if you think about it. Only now by the way, kind of piggybacking off of that, I saw the other day the kind of the back and forth promo between Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, like the back and forth laughing. That was some of the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. That was good. But nonetheless, the Hardys win the Madness Turn of the Year award. To the year is next. And this one is a close one. I actually screwed up the poll, so nobody really commented about that match. So I don't think I really hurt their chances. But our options were the Usos, the New Day at Hell in a Cell 2017. That was the one I accidentally left out of the poll. Kazuchika Okada versus Kenny Omega, Wrestle Kingdom 11. AJ Styles versus John Cena at Royal Rumble 2017. And Tyler versus Pete Dunne at NXT Chicago. And these were close. Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada got 24%. That was the lowest. Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate got 36%. And coming in with 40% and winning. AJ Styles versus John Cena. Hey, not for nothing. I know I played it. Hearing it like this, does it still remind you when he debuted at the Rumble?
That, even like bringing up memories, that actually still even gives me goosebumps.
Because it was like Roman Reigns was just looking at like, what the hell's going on? And then the fucking crowd just lost their shit.
That's no different. To do it all over again next month.
Yep. And imagine if things would have went who I like one coming up. If AJ went to NXT. But
I think if AJ went to NXT, we'd have been on the main roster within 3 months. If AJ went to NXT, we'd have had AJ up on the main roster within 3 or 4 months.
I definitely think it would have been a mistake. I mean, it would have been a nice rub for whoever he wrestled in NXT. You know, maybe Shinsuke Nakamura, they could have done that match at NXT Dallas last year.
Before you go on to the next poll, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. But you said that got 26%?
Yes, correct.
If anyone has not seen that match, go watch it. If anyone has not seen NXT this week featuring Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate, go watch it. I'd actually invite anyone go watch those two matches. But to me, like, I voted on your poll, as you know. To me, that was my match of the year. Not the first one, not the second one, but the third one in NXT, just on Wednesday night.
Definitely got to check that out. I think I saw the first one. I thought the Chicago show was one of the ones I watched. I know that was back when I was really too much attention to wrestling at the time, but really go check that match out, guys. Disappointment of the year. Surprisingly, Superstar Shakeup didn't win this. They came in at 14%. Finn Balor and Baron Corbin's booking in 2017 was at 12%. Randy Orton winning Royal Rumble was at 32%, with 42% of the poll was.
Well, look out here. Momentum.
Oh, man! God. And a huge spear into the heart of The Undertaker, and Roman Reigns has defeated The Undertaker Santa.
Ugly, the greatest win of Roman Reigns' career.
Maybe the greatest win of Roman Reigns' career 20 years from now, 100 years from now. He just defeated The Undertaker, who The Undertaker emptied everything in his arsenal.
Roman Reigns defeating The Undertaker. And I know our group of people, that was a mixed bag, if that was a disappointment. I just think if there was somebody that deserved to get the benefit of getting put over by The Undertaker, it should have been Finn Balor or Bray Wyatt. That's just me. Hell, even Aleister Black. All have those like darkness persona characters that would have benefited from defeating The Undertaker. But before you comment on that, Wayne, I want to ask you a question. Who would have gotten more shit from fans? Roman Reigns defeating The Undertaker or John
Cena? That's a tough one. I would say, I probably would say Reigns, but like, even with the fans voting as the most disappointing moment of the year, I kind of went into that match expecting The Undertaker to lose.
Even though you go to expect it, doesn't mean you want to see it.
I think, like, when it's because first break, then you kind of like, you know, you have the expectation that The Undertaker could actually lose that. No,
just think if somebody would have beat him, Brock didn't need the first. But I think Roman would be a hell of a lot more hated if he was the one that had the streak.
Oh, for damn sure. For damn sure.
Like, if Roman was the first one to beat him and not the second, there would be no Shield reunion in the world that could save Roman. But moving on, our next poll was, who was the most improved in 2017? From 2016, was it Carmella, Andrade and Almas, Braun Strowman, or was it former WWE champion Jinder Mahal? Have you seen the results of this, Wayne?
I have indeed, and I go with what the fans agreed. And the winner, play his music.
Sorry, we're going to redo this. There we go. I mean, I agree. I don't think Jinder's that good, personally. I think, having said that, I think his match with AJ Styles, Clash of Champions, was very good. But I just noticed WWE didn't do a Slammy Awards this year.
I don't think they actually have done them since I'd say 2016.
No, they've done them since 2008.
No, I'm just thinking they haven't done them since like 2015.
They did them last year, didn't they?
Not that I remember. I think this skipped as well last year. Or if anything, I think they might have just done them online.
Is that because they realize how bad a gimmick it is?
It's not a bad gimmick. It's, like, it's been going on since quite
1986 was the first Slammy Awards.
I think just like the presentation aspect of it. Like, they shouldn't take over a whole Raw episode. If anything, you could actually fill that into the first hour if you're not doing much, and then keep the rest for online.
2015 was the last Slammy Awards.
Since they haven't done it from 2016 and 2017.
I never remember they didn't do them. But yeah, Braun Strowman. I think big things are coming his way, including a Universal Championship in 2018. I think he would have been Universal Champion if Brock Lesnar wasn't champion. But hey, if we all want to be disappointed about Roman beating The Undertaker, I can't wait until post-Mania Raw after Roman is the one to beat Brock's year-long title reign.
You see, I'm of a different opinion. I think everyone's going to go into the match expecting Roman versus Brock. But to me, I can actually see Strowman walking out of WrestleMania as the champion.
How he gets there is
probably, it's going to be either through the Rumble or through the Elimination Chamber.
I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is I would love to be a fly in the wall in Vince McMahon's creative meetings, quote-unquote creative meetings, when he's like, well, we'll have him beat The Undertaker, and then we'll have him beat Brock's year-long title reign. Well, Brock be champion for a year and beat everybody. And then we'll have Roman beat him. They'll have to love him after that. No, that's not. Just beating people doesn't get you the fans' admiration. Storylines like Jeff Hardy finally winning the big one 10 years ago and being the champion after going through opportunity after opportunity, getting close and not getting screwed over. Fans love storylines. John Cena overcoming the cabinet in JBL WrestleMania 21. Fans love Batista being groomed and bred by Triple H in Evolution, only to turn his back on Evolution and carve his own path and become the Animal and win the World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania 21. Fans love you're the best in the world and you can be champion for 434 days. Because you're real. That's what people love. They don't love a guy that you could see that WWE is realizing, shit, we're losing Cena. We probably need to make a new one. Any thoughts?
Okay. Your distractions take everything over my mouth that's going to say out. Like, fans want stories. Fans want like people they can get behind, people they can invest in. If you're not giving them what they want, they're going to tune out.
That's just... I mean, I can see one day fans will eventually like Roman. They won't hate him forever. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll go, you know... It's tough to tell, but I don't think they will. But... Moving on from that, pay-per-view of the year. Was it NXT TakeOver War Games, WrestleKingdom 11, NXT TakeOver Chicago, or WrestleMania 33? These were all within 6% of each other, the lowest 22%, the highest 28%. The winner... NXT TakeOver War Games. First War Games match in what, 20 years?
Just over 20 years.
So. Wrong song. There's the NXT War Games. And a great pay-per-view at that. The War Games match. A little silly, but I went on a little bit longer than it should have. But all in all, that was a fantastic part.
Still lived up to the hype and everything else behind it.
Oh, it did live up to the hype. Which is almost impossible for the amount of hype that they put behind it. But, I mean, the women's championship match was great. Andrade Cien Almas upsetting McIntyre, I mean, him being injured, but upsetting Drew McIntyre, and of course Aleister Black and Latin Dream. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal card. We have the brand of the year, and was it Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling? Was NXT. Again, this is pretty easy to say. pretty easy to agree with. Raw and SmackDown definitely being consistent, I think, was one of their problems. And Ring of Honor's lack of
lackluster.
What's that?
I said it was a bit lackluster as well for certain parts of the year, Raw and SmackDown. Absolutely. Like, as much as I love SmackDown, I love Raw. Raw was very lackluster for certain parts of this year.
Next question, Wayne. Breakout star 2018. Who are we looking out for? Was it Katsuya Kitamura? Was it Darby Allin? Was it Travis Banks? Or was it Velveteen Dream?
I'm telling you one thing right now, and listen to my words exactly. Katsuya Kitamura, New Japan, is going to probably be the breakout star of 2018. But for what he done at NXT TakeOver War Games and onwards, I think WWE's breakout star, that way, not what we said with the breakout star, but WWE.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Velveteen Dream. I get scared that he's going to get lost in the shuffle of the main roster. You know, i.e. Tyler Breeze, Finn Balor, Bayley. I mean, even the gimmick. I mean, Bray Wyatt, Adam Rose, they kind of had these cult following. I don't mean in a bad way. But that's kind of like, if you look back at Rosebuds and everything, it was kind of like a cult following. Bray Wyatt, no pun intended, was like a cult following.
I can see Velveteen being pushed to us like Goldust.
I can see that. I just don't want him to be nothing more than comedic relief. That's
what if he takes what he done the last couple of weeks with NXT and brings that to the main roster, then he's going to be he's probably going to be a lock to be. I'm actually stuck for words. He's probably going to be a lock to be potential is there, but the creative can change it.
For what?
The potential with him is there. But the creative could change that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've seen what he's done. Steve.
Well, let me ask you. Will he be NXT champion at NXT TakeOver New Orleans?
Probably not, because I think that's going to be a run to waste of Adam Cole or Johnny Gargano.
Fair enough. I think Adam Cole is only a matter of time. I think Adam Cole is going to be somebody to look on the main roster next year. I don't know if it'll be him in the Undisputed Era, but I think he'll definitely be up there. Hey, Wayne, you know your choices. You're the one who came up with this poll. What song did you jam out to the most, Wayne? You give the choices. You reveal who won.
What song did I jam out to the most this year, John? I think it's what song did every wrestling fan jam out to the most this year? You know what to do. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit the play button.
I think that I'm a little bit torn on this. That is Aleister Black. The other options were the Usos, Kenny Omega, and the villain.
Whoop, whoop.
I think that's a good pick. What I was going to say was I'm a little bit torn, as I could see him being an NXT champion. I could also see him being a pseudo Baron Corbin-esque character.
I don't see him as NXT champion, but I do see him coming to the main roster, probably after WrestleMania.
SmackDown?
Oof. That's a tough choice. Just like, it depends on where the rosters are going. Like from the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, and what we'd kind of see beyond that, should give a clear indication like of where some people will debut.
A draft shake up, whatever they want to call it. Do that. The Raw after WrestleMania this year, something different.
I probably wouldn't put it for the Raw after WrestleMania. I'd probably put it like somewhere around May, June again. Probably just before the Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
Either way, there needs to be one. I think Finn Balor going to SmackDown is almost a given.
But the way things are looking, probably definitely is.
So at least we'll see him as WWE champion. Lastly, our final poll. Who was the wrestler of the year? Was it AJ Styles?
Before you even reveal who the options were, the result of this poll actually surprised me a lot from what the fans voted. I went in looking at this poll, I'd say give or take about 10 minutes after it was put up, expecting to see who the people would think would be the number one. But the winner surprised me.
The options were AJ Styles and Kenny Omega. Those were a little bit different. We had to do like a run spot for those. Jinder Mahal, Kazuchika Okada, Cody Rhodes, or just Cody, don't sue me, Hunter, or Roman Reigns. Spoiler alert. Not Roman Reigns.
Spoiler alert, it's Matt Jinder Mahal.
Your winner in 2017 Madness Wrestler of the Year is Cody, the American Nightmare, was your 2017 Wrestler of the Year. And I would agree. I think Roman had this year handed to him. Is that any time you see The Undertaker wrestle? I mean, almost what else you do the rest of the year is irrelevant. Especially being almost universal champion. He's the Intercontinental Champion. Start the year U.S. Champion.
That's going to head scratch me. I think you can. You actually
watched all year. Let's see. Roman. Roman.
It just feels like
there you are. U.S. champion 2016-17. Hold on.
But as I said before, like you were even searching, Cody winning that actually really surprised me because I didn't expect that he'd be the guy that the fans have offered.
True, Cody. Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. There was a very heavy WWE bias with the award results. But Roman actually was U.S. champion to start the year. On the January 9th episode of Raw, he lost the U.S. title to Jericho in a handicap match also involving Kevin Owens. Thank you, Wikipedia. So he was...
I mean, like, you can't disagree. Cody didn't have a good stellar year.
Cody, what guy has promoted himself more and has had more, or took more of a gamble than Cody Rhodes? I mean, he went to Impact, took the risk of going to Impact, and what were you going to say?
I was saying, like, he pushed himself to WWE to try to get, like, what he's actually now on the independent scene, like, that whole character. He pushed that to WWE just trying to get away from the Stardust character and go back to just being Cody Rhodes. And they said no. He, as you said, he took the gamble, went to the independent scene, and has just vastly improved himself.
He has, and it's just... He's done such a good job and found it such a niche with the Bullet Club. And it's kind of funny because the Bullet Club is so unique that when Balor left, people thought it wouldn't be the same. And then AJ came in, and then people thought it wouldn't be the same. And then Adam Cole came in, and people thought it wouldn't be the same. And now Cody's here. And
I can clearly say the original Bullet Club faction, when it had Balor and Anderson and Bad Fale and all those guys in New Japan, that was probably my favorite. But the Cody one with Kenny Omega, Mary Scar, the Young Bucks, that's probably the funniest that the Bullet Club has been. And I think that's, as you said, Cody found his niche. I think that's why the fans are actually starting to, like, gravitate towards him more so than any other Bullet Club faction.
Will there ever be a day we see the club in WWE? Yes or no?
2019 might have your answer.
I thought that was about Balor leaving WWE.
No, 2019, the Young Bucks will be out of contract.
Ah, fair enough. But do you think they'll finally make the jump? I don't think they will.
Depends on how much money they're making. I mean, if you can make more of the independent scene than you can make in WWE, granted you're going to be appearing at WrestleMania, granted you're probably going to have, like, yourself in video games, you're going to have toys, you're going to have every bit of merchandise left, right, and center, which they really kind of do already, in a sense, with Hot Topic, cheap plug. I mean, like, they're only kind of really going there if they're going to make less money with WWE, they're kind of only really going there for WrestleMania, video games. What else?
Pretty much just going there to at least say they were there. Because I think at this point, any career move that they do, they're not doing for the money.
Like the Young Bucks. That's meant to be going to a 10-0 seed arena.
What's that?
That's meant to be going to the 10-0 seed arena, the Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks all-in event.
Mm-hmm.
And if they fill that out without comping, then we know the appeal of the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes. We know the appeal of the Bullet Club.
That's true. But will we also know the appeal of Punk?
And that's what they're doing with CM Punk for 2018.
It'll be interesting to see if he shows up.
as things stand, the event is meant to be in Chicago. So, I mean, if you put two and two together on the affairs of that, considering they just literally start to retweet Punk again with Bullet Club Chicago looking logo.
I'd be all for it. I think Punk and the Bullet Club would be interesting. I mean, it's definitely more interesting than his UFC career. But, alright, so the Women's Royal Rumble was a. We have their Universal title match for the Royal Rumble. What are you looking forward to the most in January? Are you looking forward to the Men's or Women's Royal Rumble match? Raw's 25th anniversary? What are you looking forward to?
Well, honestly, it has to be the Raw 25th anniversary just because of nostalgia and everything like that. But when it comes to the Women's Royal Rumble, as I said to you last night, I think there's going to be a big surprise that we're not going to expect. And I don't mean Lita or Trish Stratus or anything like that. I just think there's going to be a big surprise and fans' jaws are just going to be like, on the floor.
Will we finally get the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin?
No.
You don't think he'll be on Raw 25?
On Raw 25, yes, but I thought you meant the Royal Rumble or even WrestleMania.
Oh, no.
Like for Raw 25, I think you're just going to get everyone and anyone that's been on the show.
Right.
And that's in good standing with WWE.
Do you think they do Rock?
If he's not busy and if his schedule allows it. I could see The Rock appear at the Manhattan Center. Keep it quiet, rush him in like the last few minutes.
Is Jeff Hardy due to come back already?
Not yet. I think he just before or just about in time for WrestleMania, if memory serves me right.
And Dean's still going to be around for WrestleMania. He'll be back in time.
Dean is currently, I can say, currently in the kind of Finn Balor boat.
So,
Dean is trying to make it back before WrestleMania, but it depends on where the company will kind of be going with Dean. If he makes it back, has he got enough time to actually get into something fast and quick before WrestleMania? Or is it just debut him and the Raw after WrestleMania? Not debut him, return him, sorry.
Here's one. Will Daniel Bryan wrestle at WrestleMania 34?
Brain says no. Heart says yes.
I think this angle isn't a red herring. I think there's more to it, and I think it, like I said, it's going to lead to a six-man tag.
Like they can't go the way they're going and tease Shane and Brian like they did Clash of Champions without doing more for it. I mean, Brian said if you want to fire him, then do it now. There has to be a payoff the way things are going with the two of them.
The only thing to that I'll say about payoff is we thought there would be a payoff to the Authority 2 years sooner than we got one.
I mean, what questions me with Brian is like if he does if he does team with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn or something, yeah. I'm just kind of wondering who'd actually be on Shane's team. Because that's the case. Like Brian looks like he's going into the match as the heel.
Orton, Nakamura, and Shane.
I can't see Nakamura being part of that. I can see more things planned for Nakamura. Probably from the Rumble onwards. Well, I'm not saying a Rumble winner, but I think from the Rumble onwards, there could be more.
So, with that, guys, I've been playing a little bit in the background. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday.
And I hope Santa gets what you want.
Yes. Actually, I'll say that in the outro. So, with that, guys, Merry Christmas. You'll probably see us again before the New Year. But if not, Happy New Year's as well. For all of us, Made of Madness, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays to whatever you celebrate. But for me, Merry Christmas. So, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Before you finish, even if you don't celebrate anything, just Happy Monday.
Exactly. Happy Monday Raw. John Cena, Roman Reigns. So, see you later, guys. And Seth frickin' Raw. Yes. Goodbye.
I didn't think.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh.
Yeah. Are you still here? It's Christmas. Go open your presents. And from all of us, if we don't see you in 2018, have a happy new year.
Bye.